consciousness is what enlightens. It's not the mind. In spite of all of its good intentions to wake itself up, the mind devises innumerable strategies and perspectives, habits, the attempt to transcend habits, to come into this quality that transcends the mind. The mind is looking for itself. And quickly, what the mind begins to learn is that when it quiets down, when it enters into the space in which it is embedded, it tastes liberation. It's the protrusion of consciousness up into the mind that liberates it. It's a particular type of subtle descent into consciousness which gives the mind the enlightenment that it's seeking.